The country topping the league table for vaccine rollout is Israel. And this morning, the vaccine minister, Nadeem Zahawi, said they were learning lessons from it.
We're seeing some very positive data from Israel, where they vaccinated 20% of the over 60s and have seen a marked reduction in the serious illness and hospitalisation and death of that cohort.
Well, Tom Bateman is our Middle East correspondent, and he joins us from Jerusalem. Tom, how well are they going? What's the percentage of the population that have now been vaccinated?
They're at around a quarter now, Sarah. They're doing 150,000 people a day, and there are now 2.1 million people that have had a first dose and around 300,000 that have had their second dose already. So they are racing ahead, as you say, continue to be the fastest rate in the world at the moment. But at the same time, although some clinicians are talking about a drop in the numbers of elderly people they're seeing, as you heard there from Nadeem Zahawi, the rates of COVID in the country overall are still surging. I mean, there's about getting over 10,000 new cases per day. Israel is still in the midst of a very tight lockdown that they're now talking about extending. So it seems that, you know, they're cutting through the rates, but still not reducing the numbers of new cases.
Okay, but so if we are to look to Israel, because it is ahead of the UK, with a view to mapping, planning for when the lockdown will be lifted, are there any inclinations as yet? Because we heard Mr. Zahawi there talking about 2 weeks after the 20% of the over 60s were vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, the first person in Israel to receive a vaccine was a man in his 70s from Jerusalem. His name is Benjamin Netanyahu, and he has made it a personal mission. And, of course, aside from all of the health benefits and what this could do to turn around the economy, there is an election at the end of March. It's Israel's fourth in 2 years. And so this has become an acute election issue at the same time. Now, he has said that Israel will serve as a model country for delivering the vaccine. And he says that everyone over the age of 16 will have received the vaccine by the end of March or even sooner. So that tells you something about where the ambition is. And it seems as though at the rates they are going, they could well get there. But intriguingly, I mean, we had in the last 24 hours, the Israeli government release part of its contract with Pfizer, because there's been quite a bit of speculation as to how they've managed to get the vaccine supplies in so quickly. They've ordered 10 million from Pfizer, but, you know, the rate that they're being flown in is a crucial factor in determining how quickly they can get the jabs out. Reportedly Israel has paid more per dose, although they won't confirm the price they've paid per dose. But what they're also doing is providing real-time data, anonymized, to Pfizer to in effect become a sort of dashboard for Pfizer to see when herd immunity can be achieved. And that is in the contract with Pfizer now. So it links the speed of supply to how quickly to the data being given back to Pfizer to see, you know, when herd immunity can be achieved. And Israel is in effect wants to be the model country for getting that number up.
Okay, so given the supply, the speed, and the drive there, is it undoubtedly the question that Israel will be the first country to reach herd immunity?
Well, it's certainly its ambition. And I think when you, I mean, I've just read through the 20 pages or so of this contract with Pfizer, bits of it are redacted, but it's intriguing. And, you know, they're talking about joint submissions to scientific journals, peer-reviewed studies on this ambition of reaching herd immunity. So the key question they want to know is what is the percentage? Is it 60%? Is it 70%? Is it 80%? So they think they can analyze that as they go along. Pfizer will look at it too. So certainly their ambition is to get there by March.
Tom Bateman, thanks very much.